Locker room chats continuing here tonight on a KNZA. We're talking Horton Charger basketball. Pleased to be joined now by the boys' head coach. That is David Losey, presented by Union State Bank. Couple games to go over and a couple games to talk about here later on this week. But, Coach, let's go back to Friday. I know it's been kind of a tough year. You've played some close games, multiple overtime games. You know, a few plays here and there, you may have a few more wins under your belt. But you do get a win Friday on the road at Atchison County. Another close one, this one 52-49. So take us to Friday. What'd you like? What'd you see?
I felt like, you know, we had gotten out to a lead and really did a good job attacking. Defensively, I thought we did a pretty good job keeping kids out of the lane and shutting down. They've got a couple pretty good shooters. And, we did some really good things. You know, Atchison County, they've gotten better throughout the year, kind of like us, kind of like most teams. And I just felt like for the majority of the game, we really did what we wanted to do. We got up double digits, did a lot of good things offensively and defensively, then kind of let them back in it. I didn't think we managed the game very well at the end got lured into some traps and Atchison County did a heck of a job climbing back into it, getting within one, but we had a couple clutch free throws hitting at the end to get us up three and we're able to hang on.
Another close game Tuesday night. We were kind of joking about it a little bit before we popped on here. You guys have played multiple overtime games this year. You've played a triple overtime game. You've played a double overtime game. And then last night you go to McLouth and it's just a one overtime game. But McLouth does get the win 54-52. And again, we were talking a little bit before we popped on here. It seemed like you guys had opportunities, you know, to come away on the winning side. But it's a 54-52 overtime McLouth win. Take us down the home stretch and maybe a few key takeaways and kind of the maybe standout player or two that maybe, kind of swayed the outcome there in favor of McLouth.
Well, this was just kind of the total opposite of the game Friday. We got down. I don't know if we were ever down double digits, but second half we came out and played one of our better halves of the year, I thought, defensively. We made an adjustment, did a little half court, not really a half court trap, but kind of a press to just kind of force the issue. And we forced a lot of turnovers, got ourselves back into the game. We found a couple things that worked offensively, going inside a little more and not relying so much on perimeter. And we were able to get back in the game. Matter of fact, get up a couple buckets, had some opportunities to put it away. And I'm sure they would say the same thing. You know, they had opportunities to win and, they just came away with the dub in the overtime, but it was a good game. It was, you can see, like I said, teams that have improved throughout the year. I'd like to think we're one of them. And I think McLouth has also. It's good and exciting times in NEK. There's a lot of teams that can beat a lot of teams.
Yeah, and you guys are going to see two pretty good teams, still this week. So it's a busy week for you guys. So you go last night against McLouth, play an extra period, lose in overtime. You get a makeup game, a non-league game against Riverside on Thursday night, should say tomorrow night. And then Friday, you're right back at home against Morehill Mounts Academy. So two quality teams once again in the league that you're going to see tomorrow and Friday.
Yes, definitely. It'll be the third time we played Riverside. They get after you defensively. We've talked about that before. And I think our kids will be ready for that. I hope anyway. And we don't give up too many transition buckets. I think if you can get it a half court game, it definitely, helps us out tremendously. And then Friday, Morehill, we finally get to come home. It's been a while since we've been able to play at home. And that's just kind of the way the schedule worked out this year. And the next three games are at home. So hopefully we can, we like playing here and it's a loud place. I like what I'm seeing with our team. If we can put it into the games the next 2 weeks, I like the, our chances to be competitive and be right there in the end and maybe pull out a couple wins. But these teams that we're playing, they're quality teams. And Morehill's playing well right now, I think. Ever since the McLouth tournament, winning the McLouth tournament, they've done a lot of good things. Riverside, like I said, it's they're tough. And we have JCN starting next Tuesday. He's had a heck of a year. What a turnaround they've had over there, Coach Noel. But, Yeah, it's a tough stretch, but hey, that's why you play them, and that's why you do this, because this, you want to play good teams, and you want to see where you're at going into postseason.
No doubt about it. Horton boys basketball coach, that is David Losey, joining us again. They go tomorrow against Riverside, Friday against Moore Hill. Still mentioning JCN on the schedule coming up next Tuesday as well. We appreciate it, Coach, man. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Thanks for everything you do.